Today, I'm going to be diving deep into the three biggest mistakes that people make with fat loss. I've seen countless people fail in the long term over my 10-year career because they failed to address these issues. In this podcast, I'm going to be telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. This isn't about secret nutritional strategies or magic workouts. This episode will change how you think and what you believe about weight loss. How do you create a life that allows you to lose weight, eat the foods that you love, and sustain the results? Over the last 10 years, I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. I'm Max Lowry. I'm an author, personal trainer, and weight loss coach. In this podcast, I'm going to share my top tips and tricks from within my one-on-one coaching program. It's my goal to give you the tools and understanding so that you never diet again. I've seen a pattern over my 10-year career in fitness and health, a pattern of mistakes, not in what people eat or their activity levels, but in their thoughts and beliefs about weight loss. Because did you know that long-term weight loss is 90% psychological and 10% biological? That's right. Your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs drive your behavior. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Just give me the quick nutritional hacks and magic workouts. But trust me, if you open your mind and incorporate the advice from this podcast, it will fundamentally change how you think about weight loss. If you fail to address how you think and what you believe about weight loss, you will be stuck in the diet cycle forever, a vicious cycle that impacts your health, happiness, and ruins your weight loss efforts. So let's dive into the three big mistakes to avoid for long-term weight loss. Number one, the all or nothing mentality. This black and white thinking can sabotage your consistency, which is key to long-term results. Someone with an all or nothing mentality will often say things like, "If I can't do this perfectly, I shouldn't do it. I must succeed at this task or I'm a total failure. I messed up once, so there's no point in continuing. I'm not good enough because I couldn't meet my high standards. This is taking too long. It should be easier and faster." Problem with this mindset is that it sets up an unrealistic standard of perfection. Life, as we know, is unpredictable. There will be days when mistakes are made, or you miss a workout. That's not only okay, it's expected. The key is not to let these moments derail your entire journey. So why does it happen? Diet culture, fad diets, and the media set unattainable standards of success. When you've been listening and consuming these unattainable standards for many years, it will leave you with an all or nothing mindset. It can also stem from your formative years. If you were raised in a household where an emphasis on achievement and a lack of tolerance for mistakes, then you will likely have an all or nothing mindset. Often, the all-or-nothing mindset serves as a coping mechanism to simplify complex situations, or as a way to avoid the discomfort of ambiguity. Success achieved through this mindset in certain areas can reinforce its use, even though it might be unsustainable or unhealthy in the long run. Think of it this way. If you made a mistake at work, would you quit your job? If you argued with your partner, would you file for divorce? If you made a mistake disciplining your child, would you put them up for adoption? No, you wouldn't. So why do you quit as soon as you make a mistake with weight loss? Number two, unrealistic expectations. When you learn your trade or went to university, did you expect to know everything after a few lessons or months? No. Both involve practice and apprenticeships or internships. Changing your brain or body only happens over time with practice. Why would you expect to begin your journey with healthy eating and exercising and immediately lose weight? Think of it this way. Starting a healthier lifestyle is like learning a new language. Wouldn't you expect it to take a decent amount of time to become fluent in Spanish or French? Reshaping your eating habits and movement routines. Developing better eating habits and movement routines is a skill, and it takes time to get better at the new skills. It requires patience, consistent practice, and the willingness to make and learn from mistakes. Many of us fall into the trap of instant results thinking. Again, we're bombarded by media stories of quick fix diets and miracle weight loss methods, but the truth is far less glamorous. Because what actually works in the long term is the basics done consistently. Setting unrealistic goals can be a setup for disappointment and disillusionment. When your unrealistic expectations aren't met within a few weeks, it can lead to a sense of failure. Even though in reality, you might be making significant progress. I often hear people say, "Oh, I've only lost a pound this week." Or a few weeks in, "Oh, I've only lost 5 pounds." Even though what they're doing is working, it's just working slower than they had anticipated, people often give up. When in actual fact, if they just kept doing what they're doing in 3 to 6 months, they could have been at that fat loss goal. And remember, weight loss progress is never linear. You're not going to see the number on the scale drop every single week. Some weeks it will stay the same, some weeks it will go up. But unfortunately, when you have unrealistic expectations, as soon as it stays the same or it goes up, you quit. You tell yourself it's not working, and it feeds into this cycle of negative self-talk. I help my clients realize that not all progress is measured on the scale. It's also about how you feel, your energy levels, your mood, your overall well-being. There are thousands of ways in which you can progress on top of weight loss. Focus on those instead of just the number on the scale. So I'm going to give you a piece of advice to give my clients. Your fat loss and fitness journey is going to take at least 1 year. Yes, you heard me, 1 whole year. Could you lose the weight in less time? Of course. But the goal isn't to lose weight. The goal is to become the type of person that can, yes, lose weight, but most importantly, keep it off. Becoming that person takes time. It involves shifting your identity. Think of it this way. How long have you been overweight? How long have you been trapped in the dieting cycle? I've had clients who have been dieting since their teenage years and they're now in their 60s. So it could be 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe even close to 50 years that you have been stuck in the diet cycle. Why would you expect to fix that overnight? Allow yourself the time to learn, grow, and adapt to new habits. Celebrate the small wins along the way. And remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. Progress, not perfection. Really quick one for me, guys. I don't run ads on this podcast, and I do aim to give you as many high-value tips and tricks as I can for free. All I ask in return is that you help me spread the word. That way, I can help as many people as I can to never diet again. The way to do that is to rate, review, and share this podcast. A review will only take 30 seconds, but it would mean the world to me. But more importantly, it could help change the life of someone else. Number 3, negative self-talk. Common problem on the path to successful fat loss is negative self-talk. It's something that 95% of the clients that I work with suffer from. This internal dialogue can be incredibly harmful, often more so than the external challenges. So why does it happen? Negative self-talk often stems from deep-seated beliefs formed over many years. These beliefs could be the product of past failures, societal pressures, or even comments from others that we've internalized. Common thoughts in negative self-talk include, I've never been able to stick to a diet, so why bother trying? I don't deserve to be fit and healthy. I ate badly today, now everything is ruined. I always fail at diets. I'm a lazy person, that's why I can't lose weight. Each of these thoughts acts as a mental barrier, reinforcing a negative mindset that hinders progress. This type of thinking will lead to a cycle of self-sabotaging behaviors. Because what you believe to be true becomes true. If you fundamentally believe you cannot succeed at weight loss because of your genetics, your metabolism, your family, your job, then your brain will be looking for ways to prove that that is true. It means that you are very likely to give up at the first mistake or the first hurdle. This mindset also increases self-inflicted stress and anxiety. Both of those can contribute to weight gain through stress and emotional eating. So for any of you suffering from negative self-talk right now, you need to get better at the skill of recognizing all the different ways which you're winning and progressing in life. Start focusing on those, and then your brain will start looking and recognizing for all the wins in your life instead of it constantly looking out for mistakes that you've made. So look, it's essential to remember that long-term fat loss is not just about changing what you eat or how much you exercise. It's about transforming your mindset and addressing the psychological aspects that play a crucial role in our weight loss journey. The issues I've outlined, the all-or-nothing mentality, unrealistic expectations, and negative self-talk are massive problems. I spend 90% of my time helping my clients break these cycles and develop more positive thinking patterns. Of course, the other 10% of what you eat and how you move is important, but ultimately, your psychology drives your behavior. You are wasting your time if you do not address how you think and what you believe about weight loss. Fat loss is a journey. It's not a destination. It's about developing a healthy relationship with food, your body, and your mind. It's about learning and growing, not just in our physical selves, but also in our mental and emotional selves. Focus on small, consistent changes to make this year your most successful yet in fat loss. Celebrate the small wins, learn from setbacks, and be kind to yourself. Change the narrative in your head from one of criticism and impossibility to one of encouragement and possibility. As we move into 2024, I encourage you to approach your fat loss goals with a renewed perspective. Understand that it's not just about what you're losing in terms of weight, but what you're gaining in terms of health, confidence, and a more positive outlook in life. If you would like to go deeper into any of the topics of this podcast and learn the exact same step-by-step system, which I use with my coaching clients, then make sure you check out my free definitive guide to fat loss. It will teach you everything you need to know to lose weight, sustain the results, and live life to the full. It's linked below in the notes beneath this podcast.